extend your hand toward him. Pray for that church work in Cross City, Florida, for his wife and children, and for the ministry that God has given him. We believe God's going to do great things in this family and in this church. Praise God.
God bless you, Brother Wells. Love you.
Amen. Let's clap our hands to the Lord and praise him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, somebody lift your voice and praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. I'm excited about what God is doing. What a great presence of the Lord is here tonight. Amen. Whatever you need God to do, he can do it tonight. Amen. He's a God of many facets. He's a God that can heal over here and deliver from alcohol over here and bless someone financially over here. He doesn't have healing services. He just has need services. Whatever you need, he's able. Amen. He's a healing God. He's a miracle working God. He's a delivering God, and I'm glad I know his name, aren't you? Amen. Everybody, point to yourself. I want you to look around you. Everyone's pointing. Nobody's pointing at their face. Nobody's pointing at their face. Pointing at your heart. Because there's someone that everyone else sees. There's the face that you shaved or prettied up, fixed your hair and got it all. That's what everybody sees. But when you're asked to identify yourself, you don't point to your face, you point to your heart. Because nobody knows you like yourself. Nobody knows you like God knows you. David said, God desires truth, not in my face. In my inward parts, the heart of man. That's why the Bible says, love the Lord with all your heart. Who you really are, who you know you really are. You got to turn all that over to him. I wonder right now, could you just lift your hands and with all of your heart begin to cry out to the God that saved us. God, I want to love you with all my heart, with every part of who I am, God. You can have my whole life from beginning to end. I'm putting it in your hands tonight, Jesus. I didn't come to play games. I come to be touched on the inside of who I am tonight, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. It is good to be here with you at New Life. Amen. I love to come to New Life, one of my favorite places. Amen. I love and appreciate so very much your pastor, his family. Amen. Over the years evangelizing. Amen. The things that he put into my spirit just by brushing aside, just being around him, the things that I've observed and watched. And there's things that you guys do that we're trying to do in Cross City. Amen. Because it works. Amen. It works. And pray for us. Amen. God's doing a great work where we're at. Amen. The Holy Ghost has called us. Amen. It's a rough life being 11 miles from the ocean. But somebody's got to do it. And there's people going to hell. So there's people that need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I never dreamed in my wildest dreams that I'd end up pastoring in Florida. Amen. I didn't go to Florida until I was 25 years old. Amen. But it is good to be in the will of God. Amen. Amen. So pray for us when you pray. Pray for the city of Cross City. Pray for the Tri-County area, which is where we're really reaching. We're not just reaching one city. Amen. But there's a Tri-County area there that has no church. And we're trying to do it. Amen. Praise God. So I appreciate your prayers. I covet your prayers. Thank you for your many kind words this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 4. I'm going to preach something tonight that I've only preached one other time. And it was kind of a pastoral anniversary deal that I preached at. What kind of it was. And so I don't really understand why God's got us going this direction here tonight. But, amen, he's smarter than I am. And we're just going to follow him. How about that? Amen. I had another one that was pretty good. And I still got it in case this one messes up. But anyway, Nehemiah chapter 4, give honor to Brother Sutton. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here. Thank you for the wonderful basket. I don't know who does the baskets around here, but they're always just top notch, unbelievable. And the great hotel room. Thank you so much. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1. It came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth, took great indignation, mocked the Jews. He spake before his brethren in the army of Samaria and said, "What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stone out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?" Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, "Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach upon their own head. Give them for a prey in the land of captivity. Cover not their iniquity in light. Let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall," everybody say all the wall, "all the wall was joined together into the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." Amen. I want to preach tonight, the help of the Holy Ghost, about old stones, new walls, and a man. Old stones, new walls, and a man. That's the Holy Ghost to help us. Father, we trust you. Lord, we believe in the power of preaching. We believe in the Word of God and the Spirit of God that would guide us. I pray, Lord, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost would be my guide tonight. Help me to hear from your presence. Help me to follow you where you would have me to go. Give us a great touch in this place tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Would you clap your hands and shout with your voice? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. In the year 586 BC, for 18 months, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon besieged the city of Jerusalem. He finally, after 18 months, broke through the north wall of the city of Jerusalem, and it wasn't very long after that he completely ransacked the city of Jerusalem. At the time which he took it, it was about 150 acres that were behind the wall on the top of Jerusalem. And after he broke through, Bible says and tells us the story in Daniel and in the other parts of the Word of God that he carried away captive the people of God. Bible tells us that he destroyed the city. History records and excavations have affirmed what the Bible tells us, that the city of Jerusalem was almost completely destroyed in 586 BC. It was burned with fire when they dug up that stratum of that time period and began to search through the rubble and the history. They could tell that it was very likely that the entire city was on fire at once, and it was burned completely to the ground. Several years later, 539, 538 BC, Cyrus the king allows some of the Jews to go back. They renovate the temple. They rebuild the temple of God. They kind of get some semblance of life back in Jerusalem. But it was not without its opposition. While they were rebuilding the temple, they were vulnerable to attacks from without and those that despised the work of God. It come after several years, all the way down to about 445 BC, when Nehemiah, the king, or the governor, was standing before his king. And he says, Nehemiah, why are you so sad? Why is your countenance fallen down? Are you sick? I can tell you're not sick, but you look sick. You look grieved in your heart. And Nehemiah said, No, I'm not sick. But how can I sit here? And how can I enjoy the blessings of God when the city of Jerusalem is laid waste? How can I enjoy the good things that you have given me when the gates of the city are burned with fire? There was a longing in the heart of Nehemiah. Amen. That now that the temple has been renovated. Somebody has got to rebuild the walls. He told the opposition, he said, the reason you don't want to build the wall is because you have no memorials here. But I was a little boy, and I remember the sound of the worship at the temple. I was a little boy, and I remember the smell of the incense as it went up. I remember the sheep gate and the fish gate. I remember the walls of Jerusalem, and something has got to be done. I want to tell you here this morning, this evening, that if you want your children to build walls, get them some memories in the house of God. If they get memories in the altar, they'll build walls around those memories. Hallelujah. He said, I remember the beauty and the majesty of Jerusalem. And I haven't been, but I can hear the reports that the city is laid waste. Even though the temple has been to some semblance renovated, rebuilt, the city is in ruin. There are some scholars that tell the story that the houses that had been hastily constructed when the exilers came back from Babylon was a shanty town. There was no glory. There was no beauty. There was nothing to compare to the glory of what had been when that glorious house glittered in the sun, and it was protected by the walls that Hezekiah refortified and expanded, and there was nothing left of the glory of Solomon's temple, and there was nothing left of David's beautiful city except ruin and trash and rubbish piled all around the city. And there's a little remnant of people trying to rebuild the temple. They're trying to bring the glory back to Jerusalem. They're trying to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. And Nehemiah stands in the king's house, and he said, there's a sorrow that can't be fixed by medicine, and there's a sorrow that can't be fixed by laughter, and there's a sorrow that can't be fixed by jovial conversation. And it's a sorrow of a city that's messed up, a city that's lost, a city that's gone away. I'm telling you tonight that there's something in the heart of man, and I never understood it until I began to be the pastor in Cross City. There's something that begins to burn on the inside of a man that says, oh, I weep for my city. God, there's people going to hell in my city. There's people addicted to cocaine and crystal meth, and look what it's doing to them. And you lay in the floor and you weep over the city. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not going to get better until I go to Jerusalem. He goes to Jerusalem. One man. God didn't send an army, Brother Sutton. He didn't send a tag team. He sent a man. One man. He rides into Jerusalem. He's there for 3 days. One night, he rises from his bed, saddles his horse, and begins a midnight ride. He rides throughout the city in the night. I don't know what all he saw. I don't know if he saw the sin that ransacked the city. I don't know if he saw the disadvantages that the people were in. But he said, as I rode through the city, I could see the heaps of rubbish, and I could see the trash piles that were burning, and I could see the leftover ruins of once what was a mighty wall. Once it was a glorious building. Once it was a beautiful city, and now it's just trash and it's rubbish, and the stones and the gates have been burned with fire, and they've been left for 100 years in the trash heaps. There's nothing here that meets the eye of any beauty. There's nothing here that looks like any kind of potential. It's just trash piles and burned stones. But the Bible says that when the enemy heard that there was a man come to seek the welfare of Jerusalem, he didn't, my God, he ain't preached a message yet. He ain't taught a Bible study yet. He's just looking. What does a city look like? I've come to seek. The Bible said the enemy was greatly distressed because there's a man that wants to know, what can we do with the stones? What can we do with the trash piles? What can we do with the rubbish? There was a man come to seek the welfare of Jerusalem. It grieved them exceedingly. Hallelujah. I wish the Spirit, I wish God would let us be privy to some of the things that go on in the spirit world. When a man of God, like a Barry Sutton, rides into town and just begins to drive around looking at the city. When I stayed just a few months ago, they called me. They said, Pastor, Brother Wells, we want you to come, and we want you to see what you can feel about coming to Pastor Cross City. I remember I went there, my wife and I and my children. My pastor said, stay there 7 days. See what you can feel. I stayed there. On the fifth day, I'd made up my mind. I ain't coming here. This is crazy. There's nothing here but a bunch of drug addicts in this town. There's nothing here but a bunch of broken homes and busted lives. And my God, there's nothing beautiful here. But I remember on Thursday night, I'd already made my mind up. I'm not coming here. And all I could hear was, all I could see was trash and heaps and rubbish. And I was wondering and praying, God, is there a church here? Is there anything here? And I went on a Thursday night at about 10:30. My wife said, we need some milk and we need some ice. And I drove up to a gas station, and I saw about 40 young kids, teenagers, standing there. They didn't have anything to do. They were just sitting on the back of tailgates talking. And I looked, and if God's ever spoke to me, he spoke to me, and he said, there's the church. That it's all in ruin. It's all in stones that are burned with fire. But there's a man come to seek the welfare. I'm telling you that when God gets ready to save a city, he sends a man with a heart for the stone. Somebody clap your hands. Somebody praise him that a man came to your city to seek the welfare of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. He makes his midnight ride. He said, it's trash everywhere. He said, all the walls were broken down. He said, there was nothing there that was beautiful. The gates that I remembered as a little boy are burned with fire. And all the walls are broken down. There's nothing left. trash, rubbish. He said, I went on to the gate of the fountain and to the king's pool. And there was so much trash and so much rubbish that there was no place for the beast that I was riding on to pass. He said, I went up in the night by the brook and I viewed the wall and I turned back and I entered by the gate in the valley and I returned and the rulers knew not whether I went or what I did. Neither has I as yet told anybody what I was doing. And they said unto me, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, he said, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem. He said, how can you see potential? There's nothing here but trash. There's not even a place to ride your horse. There's so much trash. But he said, if there's somebody that'll rise up with me, we're going to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. The enemy heard it. Then I told them, he said, of the hand of my God that was upon me. I'll never forget it. I know I'm preaching about myself here tonight, but I can't preach anything except what I know. I stood there that day, and I looked at all those young people standing on the back of those trucks, and they were all there. And I said, God, is there a church here? I can't see it. And God said, there's your church. And I said, God, how's it all going to happen? He said, you and me, we're going to build a church. Hey, you don't need anybody to come and be your... No, I was thinking, my God, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? He said, I sent a man to look over the city. You and me, it'll be enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, we're going to rebuild. We're going to build the wall. The hand of the Lord is upon me. Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands. There's nothing like strengthening people like a man with a vision and anointing and the hand of God. All those people were there, Brother Carr. They had all been there for a few years, almost 100 years, but they hadn't built any walls. But all of a sudden, here comes the man anointed by God, and he says, let's build. And all of a sudden, something happens to those exilers, and they get up, and they're smart. God have mercy. You want to get your hand strengthened? You want your life to be blessed? Hook on to the vision of a man of God and start building the wall. Hallelujah. He said, we're going to build this wall. And the enemy said, what you going to do? You going to rebel against the king? What you're trying to do, that won't work. Did you ever hear that, Brother Sutton? That won't work. That won't work in Alabama. Nehemiah said, I didn't come to deal with Sanballat. I didn't come to negotiate with Tobiah. I came to build a wall. I'll never forget it, Brother Sutton. You may not even remember preaching it. I was just a teenager, but you preached at men's retreat, and you said, I'm doing a great work, and I can't come down. I remember it stuck in my craw. There's nights I lay in my floor. I say, God, I'm building a great work. I'm going to work. I don't care who's against me. I don't care who's not for me. We're going to build a wall in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. They laughed us to scorn. What is this thing you do? I answered him, he said, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. But then you get the question. And this is where I want to preach tonight. What do we use for materials? It's one thing to have a vision to build. But what are you going to build out of? And I can see Nehemiah as he starts walking through the city. The enemy said, how are they going to do this? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish that had been burned? There's nothing here to use, Nehemiah, but some burnt rocks. There's no potential here. There's no raw materials here. It's just trash piles. But Nehemiah said, underneath the trash, and when you kick the rubbish out of the way, there's some stones underneath all this rubbish, and that's what we're going to use to build the wall. They're burnt stones. They're piled up in the heaps of trash. I'm telling you that there's some of you sitting under the sound of my voice that when God found you, you were at the bottom of a fire pit somewhere, burned up, blackened by smoke and terror, but somebody dug you out of the trash and put you in the wall. I wish somebody would help me preach tonight. What are we going to use? We're going to use sinners. We're going to use dope addicts. We're going to use all the people that are messed up. If you don't want them, we'll take them. Dig them out of the trash. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him. I wish there was a stone that would leap to your feet and say, somebody pick me out of the trash pile. Somebody dug me out of the fire pit. Burnt stones. Nobody else wants them. Nobody sees potential. That's just a drug addict. Man, you can't do nothing with a drug addict. You dig him out of the rubbish. I'd put him in the wall. Put a little mortar on him. Put a little whitewash on him. Put him in the wall. And all of a sudden, what was trash becomes a fortified city. What was useless now becomes a foundation for a defense. Oh, burnt stone. Trash piles. He cut Robo Satayanda Bahakaya. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. How are we going to build a wall, Brother Wells? How are we going to do it? Somebody needs to get a shovel. Somebody needs to get a rake. And somebody needs to go to the trash pile where they're all burnt. There's nothing left. That's where we've been burning garbage for 40 years. Yeah, but underneath all this is some stones that were rejected. Some stones that were cast away. That's what we're going to use to build a wall. Old burnt stones. Hallelujah. Just a few weeks ago, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. He sits in my church every Sunday. He's in his late 60s. Just a good old country boy. Got alligators in his backyard. He feeds them the scraps. How you throw your scraps in the yard, he feeds them to his alligators. When they get big enough, he eats them. Rough. He's been a burnt stone for so long, all the denominational churches gave up on him. They quit praying for him. But three Sunday mornings ago, I baptized him in the name of Jesus Christ. And a couple of Tuesday nights ago, he stood in the altar speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. It's just an old stone, but God put him on the wall. Come on, I'm preaching to somebody tonight. It's time to dig through the rubbish. Go down your street and say, is there any stones here that'll fit on our wall? Clap your hands to the Lord. Come on, he's here tonight. Hallelujah. I got another boy in my church. He's a work in progress. He's an outlaw from way back. He said, preacher, I was the worst alcoholic you've ever met. A couple weeks ago, about a month and a half ago, he got the Holy Ghost, lift speaking in other tongues as a Spirit gave him. Just a good old boy, a redneck. Nobody wanted in their church. Nobody wanted him around. He's an old drunk, but God said there's a place for him on the wall. God, have mercy. What are you going to do, New Life? You going to build a church out of the heaps of the rubbish, the burned stones? Everybody else rejected them. Nobody else wants them. And I can see Nehemiah cleaning up those stones. Whew. I wish I was a good enough preacher to preach it tonight. But I wish you could see Nehemiah in your mind's eye going through the trash. They didn't have a city dump to come, a garbage truck to come get the trash. They just dumped it out in the, well, it ain't in my yard anymore. There's a good spot for it. Trash, rubbish, rubble. Anybody ever cleaned up after a tornado or something? It's hard to find stuff. You know there's good stuff in there, but it all just looks like, my goodness, just burn it and start over. It's the easy way. But I wish you could see it in your mind's eye. I don't know if he had a shovel or a pry bar or a pick. Nehemiah, digging around in that trash. Kicking baby diapers out of the way. Old discarded Coke cans, or whatever they had back there, I don't know. It's nasty work. Get your hands dirty. Get your clothes dirty. Get your car dirty. Get your brand new church van dirty. Digging around in that rubble. And I can see him. He moves this big piece of wood or this burnt. Oh, you ever messed around with a burned house? It just gets everywhere. It gets in your nose and your pores and your ears, the smut and the old black soot that gets just everywhere. He's digging around in that burned rubble. He's blackened by the soot and the ashes, and all of a sudden I can see him as he uncovers one of those stones. It's blackened by age. It's covered with dirt and trash, and he starts digging around it. God have mercy. That's what Bible studies and preaching and church and worship. When you come to the house of God, amen, we're not just here to turn flips and have a big time. Amen, we're moving the trash because there's a stone underneath there that God wants to build. Musicians, come, I'm getting ready to quit. He's uncovering that stone, and I can see it as he pulls it. As he finally gets it all the way uncovered, and he rolls it out. And all the guys are with him going, my gosh, we're going to use that. It's nasty looking. It's blackened with smoke and fire. He said, we're going to build a new wall out of old stone. I can see him. I don't know if he used a paintbrush or I don't know if he had a hose pipe or something. He had something. He starts cleaning it up. Starts brushing it off. Oh. It'd be nice if God would just bring us a truckload of brand new rocks. Ready made. That's what the world wants. That's what the charismatics, that's what all these yahoos that are leaving the message. They want ready made materials to build beautiful walls. God says, I'm going to give you what to build the walls out of. It's in the trash heap. And can you see Nehemiah's joy when all of a sudden the beauty of that stone begins to come through that rubble? He brushes a little more, and he teaches another lesson, and he preaches another sermon, and he brings in another evangelist, and he has another revival, and all of a sudden that stone that was lost, that stone that was neglected and black and left, now it's a work that God can use. And I can see those boys as they put it on the wall and they mortar it in, and it's there and it's solid, and you can go there now and those stones are still standing. Whew. Whoa. Aren't you glad there was a man that came to look over the welfare of your city? Aren't you glad that God sent a man riding in the night? Oh, he's lost. He's a mess. But there's a place on the wall. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I don't know why the Holy Ghost had me preach this tonight, but I'm telling somebody right now, there's some wall stones underneath the rubbish of this city. There's stuff under there that God wants us to dig them out. Will they revive the stones? He said, yeah. And I love this verse. So built we the wall. Old burnt stone. Trash heap. Raw materials. But he said, we built the wall. And all the wall was joined together. You want your life to make it? You want your life to matter? Find the man that's looking over the welfare of this city. Put your life in his hands and say, put me on the wall. Join me together with everybody else. You want to know how to build a church? Just keep digging out the stones. Just keep putting them together. Look what the Lord has done. The Bible says they built the wall in 52 days. In the fifth month, in the fifth day, finished the wall. Came to pass, watch this, that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were around about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Look what the Lord has done. But there was a man that came to seek the welfare of the city. He went through every town. He went through every highway. He started teaching Bible studies where nobody had ever taught him. He started preaching messages that nobody ever preached. But look what the Lord has done. Stand with me. I wonder tonight, how many of you remember where you were when old Nehemiah came by? Nobody else wants them. They're blackened with age. They're blackened with fire and smoke. There's nothing beautiful about them. But Nehemiah said, I'm gonna put them in my wall. So we finished the wall in 52 days. And they hung the gates. I feel the touch of the Holy Ghost here tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Everybody in the house, I want you to pray right now. There's some walls that need building in your life. There's some walls that God's building. There's a church that God's building. It's time for you to get involved. It's time for you. I don't want to go digging in the trash. I don't want to mess. I don't want to mess my car up. I don't want to mess my suit up. Yeah, but it's time to start finding some stones in the rubbish. Hallelujah! Come on, somebody praise him right now. Somebody praise him right now. Come on. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost, there's some stones. You just keep digging. You just keep uncovering. Nobody wants them, but there's a place on the wall. So build we the wall, and all the wall was joined together. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to run down here. The Holy Ghost is about to do a work. There's some of us that when God found us, we were burned over stones. But God put us on the wall because there was a man that came looking for the welfare. What's going on in Jerusalem? Hallelujah. Shamakateyamahukotaya. Here's what God's calling us to, church. How do you know, Brother Wells? Because this is what God's calling my church to. We got a nice church. We got a nice building. We got a nice van. But we got our beautiful, brand new church van. And every Sunday morning, we drive it down a dirty old dirt road. And we pick up about 7 little kids that nobody else wants in their church. They don't know how to act. They fight on the back pew. They throw rocks at the windows. They're just wild. But just a few weeks ago, I saw those 2 kids. They were wild. I'm telling you, some of them so wild, they don't know how to act. But they come to church on Sunday morning in our brand new church van. It gets dirty every week. It gets nasty. It's beautiful. But every week when we ride it down that old muddy dirt road, I pick up those kids. What are we doing? There's some stones at the end of that road. Just a few Sundays ago, I watched that little girl. She's about 12 years old. She'd never been in church a day in her life. All of a sudden, she lifted her hands. Tears began to flow. God began to touch her. The little boy, he baptized her brother in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, God is calling us. There's some stones underneath the rubbish. Come on, somebody. There's a street on your road that nobody wants to go into. Come on, it's time to get your hands dirty. It's time to get your spirit in a place. Let's dig them out. Somebody praise him right now. Somebody praise him right now. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. God's calling some of you. There's some trash piles that you know where they're at. You know there's some rubbish heap somewhere, and God's calling you. It's time to go dig those stones out. There's some stones that belong on the wall. Every head bowed right now, every hand lifted, Holy Ghost is moving. Come on, let's say yes to him. Come on, come on, it's time that everybody in the church starts riding through Jerusalem. Where's a place? Find a stone. I can't ride there. I'll get out and walk because there's some stone there that need to put on the wall. Come on, come on, let's praise him right now. Reach over and pray with your neighbor. Come on, we're going to build a wall. Come on, we're not going to stop at 400. praise him. I wonder if there's some old stones that are on the wall tonight that'll begin to praise him. He sent a man to seek the welfare of Jerusalem. Church. I'm going to get involved in the bus ministry. I'm going to find a place to dig some stones out of the rubbish. Come, let us praise.
Come, help me praise him.
Look what
the Lord.
Some of you here tonight, you know who you are. You know where you came from. And when God found you, you were at the bottom of a rubbish pile, covered up with ashes. But if God put you on the wall and cleaned your life up, I want you to begin to praise him right now with a spirit of thanksgiving. He put me on the wall. He put me in the church. Ah, look what the Lord has done. I was a burnt stone, but
look
now I'm in the water.
Lord has done.
Look what the Lord.
Look what the Lord has done.
He healed.
He healed my body. He touched.
Come on,
my
if you
blood.
Want the Holy Ghost
he
tonight, lift your hands. God will feel the Holy Ghost right now. Find somebody to pray with.
He's every day the same.
Come, let me praise.
Come, help me praise him.
Look what
look
the
what
Lord.
Lord has done.
He healed my body.
He touched
my mind. He saved me.